How you doing?
Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about.
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Oh, I'm so happy. I can't even feel my arms.
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good. Really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
Well, hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting LA from beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington, 99201. Live from Studio C, second floor, Digital World Broadcast Center of the KXOI building. It is a Thursday. It is the second day of January, 2025. Hello, welcome everyone. Howdy.
Hello, hello. Hi. Welcome back, Kevin. Well, I'm a little distraught. Is that the word I'm looking for?
Oh, I thought you were going to say dysfunctional.
Dysfunctional, correct.
I was going to say, well, it is new year, new you.
Jeez, I don't know all the other words I could use. You know when you go on vacation or something?
Yeah.
And you come home and you lay in your bed and you're like, oh, thank God we are home.
Yeah, it feels good, yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. It's or, fun to be on vacation, but it always feels great to be home.
You go sit in your, you know, your favorite chair or whatever. Mm-hmm. Oh, we got a little time. I'm going to pop on the TV.
Right.
Watch some. Oh, it feels so good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that is the feeling I get here a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
But today, I've made some mistakes where this is not the right chair.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
At all.
I didn't think it was.
It has no little leg thingies. Well, I've been using one with an arm.
Oh.
With arms.
Oh, that doesn't have arms.
No, it does, but no. I think it might just be on the floor, Kevin. The
arms are on the floor?
The foot part. It's adjustable. It might have just collapsed.
No, there's not one on
there's
here.
Not one on there? How's that even possible?
I don't know.
Huh.
But it's not there. So little chubby Kevy tried to get in the chair this morning, and it just started rolling on me.
You know, I mean, I hate to say it, but, you know, when you walk in at 5:58 to get in your chair, it might be a problem.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
No, it shouldn't be. I normally can sit in my chair in just a split second.
You know, maybe just a little earlier is what we're saying. Just,
well, I was here. Hmm. I just wasn't in this studio.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
I'm not going to... Do we want to talk about it?
You're not going to what?
I have a problem getting anything done.
Period. Exclamation point.
With Steve in the mornings, because he gets here at like 4 a.m.
Right.
And he does a bunch of stuff. And then when we get here, he's just bored.
Right.
And rightfully so, because he's done whatever he was going to do.
Yep.
And then, so, you know, then it's just like, I feel, you know me, I can't, if he's going to talk or whatever, I'm going to be nice and talk to him.
Right.
That's just the way I am. I can't help it. And I like Steve, and so I want to talk to him. So sometimes I just like to kind of be in my own little bubble.
Right.
So I can, you know, just get the stuff done that I wanted to get done and then move on. Does that make sense?
So you want Steve to shut up when you get here. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, you too, if you're talking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that doesn't happen.
That doesn't happen very often.
Mm-mm.
Well, you and Steve will be talking a lot of times where he is still asking you the 700 questions he has for today's show, which
correct.
Is awesome, which is why he's a producer.
Yeah.
He produces the big one.
Yeah. He also knows that if I'm like not making any eye contact and I'm busy typing or whatever,
CJ,
he picks up on the...
God, I want to be like you.
Yeah.
Why? It's like if I do that, it doesn't work. Like if I'm typing and not paying attention, it basically means, he must not have heard me. I'm going to talk a little louder. Which is fair because you will talk louder and then I will talk to you.
Is that what happened, Steve?
Yeah.
This is like I'm not even here right now.
It's like
and I'm learning a lot and I apologize.
No, you're not doing anything wrong. It
sure sounds like it.
It just does.
It's a me thing.
Yeah.
I will be quiet. I can play the quiet game.
Mm.
We know I can do it.
Okay, let's do it.
What?
Richie. We've lost this game a lot.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
3 for 3, Roberta.
Roberta, you're a champ, and I'll let you know about my pants later.
Kevin Eugene. Okay. I mean, this lady is coming to your house to pick up your pants.
I know.
Get your stuff together, bro.
Kevin James.
Wait, do we have to, like, do you have to measure me and stuff?
Yeah, I'd actually like to see you try them on so I can tell how
so
much.
So would I.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
All righty then. Welcome back. Happy New Year, Kevin.
Happy New Year to you. I said to Steve this morning, what are you doing here? And he goes, what?
Yeah, what does that mean?
And I go, well, I just kind of came in to get some work done before the new year.
Okay, funny.
And then he goes, wait.
You confused him. He goes, yeah.
And I go, isn't the new year on the 6th this year? It does feel weird, right? That waiting till, like, a lot of stuff isn't happening until Monday,
for sure, yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, yeah, the school. I guess when I say a lot of stuff, I mean school.
Well, it's a weird one with the, you know, a lot of people probably aren't going to come back on the 2nd because they're going to come back for a 2-day work week. And so, you know, it's kind of almost like I'm going to guess a 50%er today.
I think that's probably fair, Jay. Mm-hmm. It was guys like us who just said, we're going to work.
So, like, Steve and I were here on the 26th, 27th, Thursday, Friday last week.
Yeah.
And then on Tuesday, we were here. And that really felt like a 25%.
What was Tuesday?
The 31st.
Oh, okay. New Year's. Whoa.
So that was like a.
You were here New Year's Eve?
Yeah. So that was like I want to say like a 25%er maybe. Just based on like, you know, traffic and all that coming in, you could kind of tell. Today, I'm going to say it's like a 50%er, maybe 70%.
Yeah. I definitely think that it's, it's one of those things. You just go, well, if we just take 2 more days, we get a whole nother weekend.
Well, if you get 2, you get 5. So, you know what I mean?
And also, you know, with kids or whatever, it just probably makes sense.
It always makes it a little different, yeah.
To try to be on their schedule.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if you...
Is your wife not back until...
Not till Monday.
Till Monday, okay. Mm-mm,
no.
So she had so much fun here last Thursday, Friday.
Oh, man,
not to come in, huh?
Yeah, I thought it was lack of effort not to come in again, but there was nothing else to clean, so...
Yeah, was she here just to clean or to do comedy?
No, she was here to clean. Well, she provided comedy.
Did she?
That wasn't part of the goal.
Okay, well, I thought she was
wasn't in the negotiation.
When Steve said, hey, Denise is in the building, and I was like, oh, wow, that's kind of cool. Empty nesters now.
Right.
Like, you know, there's
same schedule then.
She can come in and do the show.
Yeah.
And I thought that's really fun. That's really, really fun. And then Steve said, well, no, she's just kind of cleaning.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, Denise.
Yeah. I mean, she's very funny, so she provided some fun, and then, and then, you know, but mainly to clean.
Was it that thing, kind of like all couples who, you know, have spent a lot of time together, where you would just say stuff on the air, and she'd be in here cleaning, and then go, actually, Jay.
Oh, just correct me? Yeah. No, she's pretty good at not doing that.
Was she just adding that way?
Just throwing it, and it's when you're usually on the phone. You know, and it's like the spouses, you've been married a long time or whatever, and then somebody's telling a story, Warren, and then you can hear Lori in the background actually giving the real answer.
This is King Peter and Big Beautiful Barb,
yeah,
right?
That's true. I feel like that's them as well.
Isn't that your parents, Steve?
I kind of feel like that might be them too, yeah, where it's like Peter will say it, and then Barb's in the background going, actually, was on the 12th of July when we did it, when we were over there on the east side of the river.
Yep. And sometimes it's about things that don't even really matter.
Of course. It's usually that. It's usually not super significant. It's just factual.
Yep. Get the facts right on stuff that doesn't matter.
I mean, but that's how I am, too. So.
No way.
No. Steve.
Am I picking up on sarcasm in 2025?
I was going to say, what a change of pace.
Breaking news into the Jay and Kevin newsroom.
Oh, wow. Is that how we're doing it? Oh, boy. Ooh. We need to work on that.
I don't remember how they do it.
Well, not like that.
It's kind of close.
That used to be like the AP.
Oh, yeah. I see what you're trying to do.
We're taking it hot off the press here. Steve, I remember seeing something during this, holiday vacation where your dad, old King Peter and Big Beautiful Barb,
dang it,
went to a movie. And, or maybe they watched it on TV. That, I wasn't sure of what they did.
Okay.
Because I can't remember what movie it was. But he seemed...
Or he watched it on TV.
He seemed like he was licking his lips, ready to give a movie review on our show again.
Oh, wow.
You know, it's funny you say that. Because it was, I think it was this weekend, maybe it was last weekend, where he was saying something and he goes, yeah, we saw this and went to the theater. It was the whole thing and it was really good. And we're up for a movie review, or I am, anytime you want. And Barb goes in the background, no, we're not.
See? She's like correcting it.
No, we're not.
No, we're not.
Or come on now, or something like that.
Oh my gosh, classic.
Hey, Peter, you don't need to force your opinions of movies onto the radio in Spokane.
That is so great. I realized that when my children were younger, I think I told Steve this the other day, that was like about a 15-year block of time where I just didn't watch any television at all.
We all have that phase in our life.
Yeah.
Whether it's 5 years, 10, where you're just so busy with the kids.
There's just none of it. You pick up on very little of it. And now my wife and I are like catching up in all the movies and all the TV series of all the times that we had missed. So there's like a movie that'll be like, oh, that movie was in 2012, and we of course have never seen it, so we're starting to catch up on those kinds of movies, and we're like, man, we should talk about that movie and how great it was. I'm like, yeah, that's not bad, except for that it's 12 years old.
Yeah, and it is that thing. I get it, Jay, but you're not alone. I'm sure there's other people that are like, yeah, I never got to see that one either.
Right. Yeah.
Kevin, what's your opinion on Valentine's Day, the movie?
Is that the one that has all the stars in it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, it was New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve is the one we were talking about.
Yeah. Is that called New Year's Eve or New Year's Day? Or New Year's Eve.
I don't think I've seen it. I don't think I have seen that one.
It's the other one with all the stars.
Also
okay, I have
loaded
seen
up, yeah.
Valentine's Day, but not...
Same scenario, Kev.
Okay. Having not seen it, I can't really give you an opinion, Steve, and I'm sorry. No, you know what? I will.
Oh, okay.
Do it anyway, Kevin. Yeah, just
I would
do it.
Say it's like a 6.5 out of 10.
All right, good review.
Yeah.
I think we got all the information that we needed.
That should cover it, yeah.
Yeah, thank
you. Some of the acting wasn't believable.
It's fair.
I mean, it had Zac Efron in it, Kevin. I mean, it can't be all bad.
Okay, that's...
Does that change your opinion at all?
Yeah, 7.5.
Halle Berry's in it.
Oh, God, 8. This is really moving up.
Producer Steve.
Jessica Biel.
Steve, I am your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name. My first name is...
Producer. Ashton Kutcher.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is...
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, it's true. Ooh.
All ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the show, the one and only, Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Welcome to the program, Steve.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate that. Let me ask you guys a question. Hello. Does it bother you if I were to text you, like, Happy New Year?
Mm-hmm.
With, like, the little firework emoji?
Right. Huh.
And then the phone itself... will do the fireworks on the screen. I don't know if it does this just for iPhones or what the deal is.
Yeah.
But it'll do like the, it kind of like.
Sure, fireworks and
all. Yeah, it takes over your whole screen.
Mm-hmm. And
it
confetti,
makes...
whatever,
Yeah. Does that bother you guys?
No.
Okay.
I like it.
Wait, it bothers you?
No.
Oh.
You're worried you sent it to people and you were like, I hope that doesn't bother them.
Yeah. And someone, I don't know if it was a family member or if it was someone else, someone had said, don't do that because it's bothering me.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
And I don't remember who it was, but I texted a couple people.
Somebody needs to check themselves. That's nothing to be bothered by.
Well, I mean, I get it. Maybe if there's somebody who's like laid down in bed and they're like, okay. There's a message from Steve. I hope everything's okay. And then you look at it thinking it might
fireworks?
Be important, and then it's fireworks in your bedroom.
Yeah. I mean, it's very there. Like you can't.
It is loud.
You can't contain it.
Yeah.
You can try and stop it.
Right. It's festive. Well, you can contain it. Which is awesome.
I've never had my volume up. It actually makes noise.
Oh yeah.
Oh okay.
Fireworks.
It makes those. Yeah.
Radio.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
If you take a bath, do you take a shower after the bath?
Have you ever even thought of doing that?
No.
Have you ever taken a bath?
Yeah.
Kevin James.
And what's the... What, you just dry off after, right?
Yeah, right.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Steve seeming like he had never taken a bath before. I don't know if that's true. Is that true, Steve?
No, I've taken many baths.
Okay, but you just weren't sure on the process, the whole drying off thing.
Well, I wasn't sure if I was doing it right.
Oh, I see. No, you just air dry. You just sit there and wait till you're dry enough to put clothes on.
Man, Steve, I'm jealous of a guy your size in a bathtub because you actually get to enjoy the process. If you have a decent-sized bathtub, no one can enjoy the regular. Like the bathtub, if you have like the bathtub under the shower.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I know what you mean. Yes.
That's for children only. And even then, it's like probably not enough.
Well, they can still reach all the toys even when they're young. You know, it's like, yo, I can still get to that boat. Rubber ducky.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Steve, you can just get in there and get submerged in the water. That's,
right, yeah.
Sounds good.
All the way up to his neck with his bubbles.
JD, you have a hot tub, right?
Uh-huh.
Do you guys use it this time of year quite a bit? Oh, jealous. I miss that. That was something we had for many years, and I loved it.
Yeah, it's great.
But it's just... I guess we don't have one now at the apartment.
You could you can get the... Have you seen the ads for the smaller ones?
And
you can do like the... Get the mini one or whatever they call that thing, you know? And then they have... You could get the ice bath with it. Why don't you do that? You could do hot, cold.
Yeah, buddy.
Ooh. Was that like a blow-up situation or what are we talking about?
No, I don't think it's... Well, I mean, they do have those. The ones I've seen I don't think are inflatable. They're kind of like... I don't know what they're made of, to be honest. But you can... You have to assemble them.
Yeah, they found a way to put almost anything in your house.
Yeah, yeah. The sauna, the hot tub, the ice bath, all of it. Yeah.
It always reminds me of the movie Coming to America, where Simi, played by the wonderful Arsenio Hall, he hates being in America because he's not treated like, you know, gold like
royalty,
he was in Africa. Mm-hmm. And so he's very upset, but he bought that big, massive hot tub and put it in the apartment. And they come in and they catch him just sitting in the hot tub with ladies, and they're like, no.
You remember that movie pretty well. I don't really remember that, but yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah, and they say to him, it's Eddie Murphy's there, and somebody says something about, yes, king. He says, like, yes, king or something. She goes, what? He's not the king. You're the king.
Oh, no.
And Arsenio's like, oops.
Prince Akeem,
who is the... You know, going to inherit the throne.
Obviously.
When Darth Vader died.
I think you might be mixing your movies, but that's fine.
Same guy.
Was it the last night? Was it last night, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony?
I didn't see any of it.
Was that last night, Steve?
I think they filmed it a while ago.
Well, sure, yeah.
But that was, the airing of it. Because I feel like we were talking about it in, October or something?
James Taylor and Kenny Chesney singing last night. It was an interesting combination.
Come Monday, it'll be all right. Come Monday, I'll be holding you tight. I spent four lonely days in a brown early haze. Just want you back by my side.
I feel like James Taylor would be hard to sing with because he has an interesting pacing.
He does, and
phrasing.
He has kind of, his voice is just so pure. Of his sound, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, ooh, I feel like you have to be a really good singer to match that.
And then they put Kenny in here. And Kenny has that very unique kind of sound. And I don't know.
Heard some other Kenny singing over the weekend.
Uh-huh.
That was, they were having fun.
Oh, really?
I don't know that he sounded great.
Where was that at? What was it for?
He was singing karaoke.
Oh, wow.
With, I don't know where they were at. On a yacht?
Okay.
At his house? I don't know. It was something.
That sounds fun, though.
But it was
karaoke Kenny. With Kenny sounds like a great
this
time.
This is why they had to be on a boat. Well, because first of all, Kenny doesn't do anything that's not on a boat.
I mean, not when he does have the option. If he has the option, that's his first choice every time. Yeah.
I forgot the outfit that the other person singing was wearing, and that would be Megan Maroney.
Okay.
And she was wearing a bikini with like a swimsuit cover.
Like a cover-up.
Yeah, cover-up. Thank you. I couldn't think of it.
Yeah.
But, you know, it had holes in it, so you could still see all of her bikini.
Right.
And she was just dancing and singing, and Kenny was there singing, and I was just like, what are you doing, Kenny?
what is that guy up to? What do you mean?
I don't know. I just feel like his life is interesting to me.
Well, Kenny's cool. People like hanging out with Kenny. Cool. And he's got owns half an island and has a yacht. I mean, that's going to help the cool factor.
He's got the PJ, the old private jet.
Yeah, of course.
I mean,
ooh, PJ, private jet.
I mean, Kelsey Ballerini was talking about that a couple years ago.
Exactly. And I feel like Kelsey's moved on, obviously. She's got her, her man now. And I'm not saying her and Kenny were a thing.
No, absolutely
not. But
she
was single and hanging out. And now Megan Maroney, maybe?
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. I don't. Again, you.
This is how rumors start.
You fascinate me, Kenny.
Lainey Wilson was talking about the fact that her boyfriend Duck is his nickname.
Yes.
And how she always calls him Duck.
Yeah, like she doesn't even. I can't remember what his real name is, but it doesn't get said.
Well, here it is.
Yeah. When you are mad at him, do you call him Duck?
I only call him Duck. When we first met, because his real name is Devlin.
Right.
When he took me home to meet his mama and daddy, I was calling him Duck. And they're like, because they're the only ones that don't call him Duck.
So you've never called him Devlin?
I have never called him Devlin. Mm-hmm. And if I do, it's because I'm messing with him. When we were at Red Door one night, somebody tried to say Devlin, and they said, are you Delvin?
Delvin.
All right, so they switched it around a little bit.
Yeah, so I call him Delvin every now and then.
So when you're being romantic and you're a mysterious moment, you don't go Devlin?
Oh, no, I say quack, quack.
Quack, quack. Okay.
Okay.
Quack, quack.
Quack, quack.
And then what happens?
I like how she says, when I'm messing with him, I'll actually not even call him Devlin. I'll call him Delvin.
Delvin,
which is,
yes.
You know how that is. Sometimes when a mispronunciation of a name like that, that's going to stick. Delvin, come here. Duck. Duck's a great nickname, though. But it is hard to get. Mm-hmm. When you're mad at somebody, it's hard to just go with a nickname that happens to be Duck. That is a weird one. Because that doesn't seem like you're being serious enough.
It's so close to another word that I think it kind of works.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Russell William Stover was an American chemist and entrepreneur, a co-founder with his wife Clara of Russell Stover Candles. Right. Candies.
Kevin James.
Me can't read.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, let's do it. Oh, Kevin. We got a present while you were gone.
Really?
Yeah. Yep. And I just wanted to say thanks again to Marlene.
I do love presents.
It's from Lighthouse. Lighthouse Foods. She sent in some mugs. There's some chocolate in there. You want chocolate?
Yeah, dude, that's a nice mug, too.
Mm-hmm. You want that? We just cleaned up.
That's the kind of mug that's big enough that I want two things out of it.
Yeah.
Soup.
Soup's good food.
Or, I would be very happy with some tea, but like sipping tea, and I can't do that here because I will spill on equipment.
That's true. You are not allowed to have an open mug.
I need to put
this
in my cups over here. Did your wife clean these cups?
Let me see them.
Boy, I'll tell you. No, oh God, Denise.
it's Denise's fault. Okay,
get it together, gal.
I just want to say thanks. Jeez. Here you go. There's that.
Thank you, Denise, for cleaning up.
Yeah.
Although, I don't know. Was there anything where she was like, oh, my God, Kevin?
Oh, yeah. She said 12 times.
But, I mean, what would it be over here? Just crumbs, maybe?
Yeah, just crumbs. There was crumbs stuck to the computer screen. There was.
That's when I cough. Watch.
Oh, I mean, I'm aware of why. Well, no, don't demonstrate.
Don't do it.
For the love of Lord.
Well, I got some nut residue floating around in my mouth
now. Again, it's I don't need to know. And Yeah, they're just dirt and filth and stuff. So yeah.
Well, I thought Monty cleaned it.
So anyway, there's also some licorice there for you.
Thank you, Marlene.
And
some beef sticks, but we don't have time to go through that now because we got to give away some stuff. But I'll let you know about that in a little bit.
Okay, let's go.
All right, we got Parker McCollum tickets for you. If you would like Parker McCollum tickets, 509-441-0999. We're going to play a little game we like to call Wavelength.
It's time to partner up with someone from the Thursday crew. Dig deep in their mind and find yourself on the same wavelength.
All right, super easy game. Parker McCollum tickets. Looking forward to it. If you'd like to play, 509-441-0999.
Where did I see? Oh, Parker McCollum was on the big New Year's Eve bash thing on New Year's Eve.
So the New Year's Eve bash thing was on New Year's Eve?
Yeah, it was. Well, you never know anymore with TV.
Kind of. I understand what you're
saying. But it was on. It was like, you know, the big show that they had. Right. And it was all country people singing.
Yeah, I love that.
It was very weird, though. They were letting people sing. Like, Kane Brown sang 3 or 4 songs, and 2 of them were brand new songs.
Okay, wow.
Yeah, he sang 3.
Oh, wow, that's interesting.
And Parker McCollum sang, like, a brand new song. And I was like, this is weird. This is not usually
That is not normal,
do.
No.
No.
Jeremy, how you doing?
Oh, not too bad.
Jeremy, we're going to play this game called Wavelength, where you need to try to have the same sort of mindset as one of the people on the show. So would you like to partner up with me or Kevin?
Let's go with you.
All right. You know, I mean, it's Jay and Jay, Jeremy and Jay. It makes sense, all right? I mean, it's perfect. All right, Dan?
Yeah.
How are you?
Pretty good. How are you guys?
Good. Happy New Year to you, sir.
As well to you.
Thank you. Appreciate that. We're going to have you team up with Kevin, and because you are second in, we're going to let you go first just because Jeremy got to pick his teammate. So here we go. Let's play. All right, Steve.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That was a big cue. I was just in 2025. We're hoping that those non-subtle verbal clues that I give to you will be picked up on quicker.
I got it. I just was getting to a different screen.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. Resolutions that you make, like topics of things that you would make for a resolution.
Top three. You need 3 of these guys who are playing. Top 3 resolutions that you make. All right.
I think I got these.
Busy time of year for resolutions.
Oh, boy.
You dust them off and put them in, and there you go.
All right, I think I'm in. I have 3 resolutions. All right, we're going to start with Dan. Okay. All right, Dan, top 3 resolutions.
Going to the gym, getting rid of excess clutter, and organization. Well, it's the same thing, so let's go better attitude on life.
Oh, I like it. Wow. I like what he did there. Kevin, what do you have?
Well, I don't know how this is all going to work together.
Well, let's see.
I said weight loss.
Mm-hmm.
Spend less and work out. So
I'll give you 1 point.
Okay.
Yeah, is that fair?
Yeah, because, okay. I mean, weight loss, I feel like, kind of goes with the workout, but not necessarily.
Jeremy, what are your top 3 resolutions?
Yeah, eat healthier.
Mm-hmm, I had that.
Exercise.
Okay.
And spend more time with family.
Okay, I said weight loss, eat healthy, and to be more grateful. I think we only get 1, right? I think 1 is probably fair.
Yeah.
All right, 1-1 after round 1. All right, let's go to round 2 and see how we do. This time, Jeremy and I get to go first.
Yeah, fair in 2025. That's what it's all about.
That's what it is, yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, what you do...
County fair or state fair? Anyway, back to you.
County fair seems fair.
All right.
What you do when the clock strikes midnight on New Year's?
All right.
Oh, top 3 things.
Okay.
What you do when the clock strikes midnight on New Year's? I feel like there's quite a few possibilities of things you could do.
I don't, but that's okay.
Well, at least, I know there's like 3 at least. So it depends on the order, maybe, of what you're thinking.
All right, I'm ready. Jeremy, top 3 things you do at midnight on New Year's.
Kiss your significant other.
That's 2 points.
Yell Happy New Year and drink champagne.
Okay, I said toast. you know, like toast.
Yeah.
So I think that counts as one, but that was, you got it in reverse order. And then I just said, call someone that's not with you. So I saved three points for us. We have four total. It's 4-1. Hold on a second. All right, Kevin. Let's see how you and Dan do. Dan, top three things you do at midnight on New Year's.
Kiss your significant other.
Yeah, that's two.
Sing all the whales and cheers to the new year.
I like those. Those are all good
Dang
ones.
Dang it. Yeah, I had kiss. Then I had like cheer, like yell and cheer, not cheers.
Mm.
Like, yay, happy new year. And sleep.
And sleep.
Well, I just figured we might get that answer from somebody.
Yeah, it's not a bad one. Yeah.
It's funny because I was thinking that,
too. I'm sure you were. Last round, it's 4-3 in favor of Jeremy. Here we go. Dan gets to go first.
You wrote it too, man.
Oh, man.
Okay, we will do winter holidays.
Winter holidays.
Oh. Winter holidays.
Mm-hmm. Winter holidays?
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I guess.
Yeah.
Is that too specific?
No.
Oh, it's fine.
Okay. I mean, you can kind of.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, okay. I mean, we don't have to over-explain winter holidays.
Maybe I do.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's start with Dan. Winter holidays, Dan. What were your top three?
Christmas, New Year's, and Valentine's Day.
Kevin.
Oh man, he's a lover. I had Christmas, mm-hmm. Thanksgiving. And a New Year's Day, or New Year's Eve, yeah, what the whole process.
So you have six points. We have four. We'll see how we do here for these Parker McCollum tickets. Jeremy, what were your top three Christmas holidays? I mean, winter holidays.
It was Christmas, New Year's, and Valentine's Day.
We got 6 points on there. Congratulations. You are going to get to go to see Parker McCollum. Parker McCollum coming up in, it's not till August, so plenty of time to make plans for that. Hold on for just 1 second. And you know what? Okay. Let's see. Let's score Dan a hoodie for me, will you, Steve?
Okay, yep,
yeah,
I can do
absolutely,
that.
Just because you got through and got a chance to play. Congratulations to both of you. Well done. The Big 99.9.